As the Philadelphia 76ers fall in defeat tonight in Washington, 123-106, at the hands of the Wizards. Hello, all. I'm Devon Gibbons, broadcasting live from the Xfinity studio, only from Comcast. This, of course, is in the post as we talk about the Sixers falling tonight. Something that we thought would not happen, believing that they could go on the road, continue their nice play. They had a three-game winning streak going, get this fourth game, go back at the center on Friday to take on the Atlanta Hawks, picking up five straight there. Then you have the Timberwolves next week. And you have some favorable matchups coming up on the schedule. And albeit this is not a devastating loss or anything like that, but being at how as how we saw them handle Washington last night back here in Philadelphia, you just felt good about the fact that they could do the exact same thing. Maybe not in the same fashion as such a lopsided loss, similar to what Washington did tonight, defeating the 76ers by 17 points, but just making sure that they go out there and handle their business, get a win on the road against a nice team led by Bradley Beal. You get 23 good points from Otto Porter off the bench, 17 from Trevor Ariza tonight. A nice stretch again by Thomas Bryant where he was scoreless in the first half, but that nine-point stretch that he had in the second half where he just simply looked like he outplayed Joel Embiid just for those couple of minutes. No, you know, again, how can you outplay Joel Embiid with 35 and 14, three block shots on the night, shooting 11 of 17? He totally dominated the centers. But when the Wizards needed that boost of energy from Thomas Bryant and or some player in particular, but he was the one who did it, again, it stands out the way he was able to help and also knocking down a three-pointer at some point during that stretch to give Washington a nice boost of energy coming away with the victory, 123-106. So, your thoughts, reactions to tonight's loss. You talked about last night, the win. Let's talk about the loss tonight. No one is overreacting. It's a loss that should not have happened. It did happen. We are here again to talk about it until midnight, 610-632-0975. Once again, Embiid, strong, 35-14. Three block shots on the night, two assists, but the blemish, as we talk about quite often, when they post a stat line like that, sometimes you look to that far right and you see the one thing, the one glaring thing that stands out, and that's the seven turnovers yet again. Embiid was double teamed quite a bit last night by Washington. He handled it well. 20 points, 10 rebounds last night for Joel Embiid. Not many turnovers. When they blitzed him, they ran at him hard. They dug down on him, trying to see if they can throw things off. Because as we know, over the past few years, watching Embiid, you can time his dribbles from time to time. But he's gotten better. He's been able to locate the double team coming, get the ball out of there quick enough for his teammates to try to make a play and get a basket. Tonight, not the case. Seven turnovers for Joel Embiid. He was not alone in that category. The stat, the ugly stat, Ben Simmons flirting yet with another triple-double, 15 points, 10 rebounds, 8 assists, 7 turnovers. So 14 turnovers between your two young stars on the night, 24 total for the team. So 14 of your 24 come from your two young stars who handled the basketball the most. Yes, Jimmy Butler is a high-volume guy with the ball in his hands, not so much since he's been here, so he only had one turnover. But between those two, where we know the ball relies heavily in their hand, lies heavily in their hands, they have 14 turnovers. Something, again, as young players, a young team, they have to protect the basketball. You have to. They got away with it tonight because the 19 points really did not hurt them. But as we know, oftentimes it's the timing of when those turnovers happen. So while we did not chart those turnovers overall to see when they happen in the game, and sure, we can go back and look through the play-by-play, but who wants to look up 24 turnovers? If it was 14, maybe. If there were 9, certainly. But I'm not going back to look over 24 turnovers to see when they came, at what point in the game, and how bad and how impactful they were on the evening. 24 turnovers is 24 turnovers. And 14 between your two young players, Simmons and Embiid. Once again, unacceptable. You have to protect the basketball. Furkan Korkmaz with 16 points in place of J.J. Redick, out for the second night with a back injury, where he is simply just being, the team is being cautious, taking precautionary reasons overall, and not having J.J. Redick out there with the lower back tightness. He is a little bit older than some of these players, so you want to make sure that he gets the proper rest, the proper treatment overall, to get him back out on the floor where he's at his most effective, because he's run around a lot, he's being beat up a lot, and you need the back. And we see him plenty when he comes out of the game. He does not sit on the bench. He is on the floor, on the roller, stretching out his back, his side, on his hip, whatever it might be. J.J. Redick constantly working on the back and the hips to stay loose when he's not in the game. So Furkan Korkmaz, an okay night, because as Brett Brown pointed out, the three-pointers that he made in the final quarter really came at a time where the score was out of hand. The game was already decided, and he ends up with 16 points tonight. Same total as last night. So it's encouraging, again, for the 16 and 25 minutes. You would have liked for them to come earlier in the game when they may have mattered most, but doesn't mean you can't take away from a positive in this case, where maybe later on down the line when it is April and May and they need some big shots, the minutes that Furkan Korkmaz is starting to build up and starting to collect for this basketball team, they will become meaningful later on. Jimmy Butler, again, 23 points. Nice night for him. 7 of 18 from the floor. 10 rebounds, 9 assists. So, pardon me, 9 rebounds overall. Pardon me, 2 assists. Got to the free throw line 10 times, converting 9. Missed his only 2 three-point attempts. Solid night for Jimmy Butler. Quiet one for Wilson Chandler again. And virtually nothing from the bench tonight, where you got 12 points off the bench from Shamet, McConnell, Muscala, Milton, none from Bolden in his 11 minutes and 21 seconds. And last night, we all know, big night, a record night for Landry Shamet, a career high 29 points, a record night for a rookie, 8 three-pointers for a 76er player, and certainly a great night. Could not duplicate any kind of way that night. You didn't need all 29 tonight. Maybe you could have gotten, while he had 5, maybe 10 more points to give you 15. That's 116. And maybe the game is a little bit different, where the flow, those runs that may have come that were stopped by Washington, maybe that would not have turned out to be the case for the 76ers if they were able to get a little more from their bench unit overall. Again, Sixers fall 123-106 tonight in Washington, in the second night of the back-to-back home-and-home. Sixers win at the center. Wizards win at the Capital One Arena. These two playing against one another for the season, they're done. Sixers win the series 2-1. And again, we're talking about the loss. 610-632-0975. Your thoughts overall on this game, what you saw tonight. There's a lot of people on Twitter, so I'm sure you have thoughts. Right away, I was looking on my Twitter and saw one guy send a picture of his hashtag Fire Brett Brown t-shirts. And you know what was coming, right? You know what was going to happen. You know what was going to come. So I know you guys have thoughts on this game. Again, 610-632-0975. We're in the post. Dylan McKinnon producing the show. I'm Devon Givens, hanging out with you until midnight in the post right here on The Fanatic.
Devon Givens on 97.5 The Fanatic. Join The Fanatics, Farzetta and Trey in the morning, Friday, February 1st, for Philly's inaugural Super Hole Weekend and tailgate party at the Met Philly. Then Uber or Lyft over to Delilah's Gentleman's Club and Steakhouse for the official Super Hole After Party. Yes! Trey Thomas keeps the party going with drinks, food, and the most beautiful women celebrating Super Hole Weekend. Take the day off and join 97.5 The Fanatic at Super Hole at the Met. Then keep the fun going at the official after party at Delilah's with 97.5 The Fanatic.
It's time to expect more from a diner. And that's just what you'll find at Andy's Diner. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, late night, and early morning. At Andy's Diner, it all starts with the ingredients. Everything on the menu is made from scratch and cooked to perfection. Andy's is already famous for their $1.95 breakfast specials, $5.95 lunch deals, and $9.95 dinners. And now they've upped their game with their weekend breakfast buffets, served every Saturday and Sunday from 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. Andy's even sharing his cooking tips and tricks with members of Andy's Pub Club. Join now and you'll also get monthly coupons, early information on upcoming events, and a chance to win a beautiful granite kitchen counter makeover. Sign up for Andy's Pub Club at any of Andy's three locations or online at andysdinerandpub.com. Raise your expectations at Andy's Diner, located in Conshohocken, Trevose, and Springhouse. Online at andysdinerandpub.com.
I'm a real person, real voice, and a real face. Even though you can't see it because, you know, radio invisibility. You know what else is super duper real? Geico Local Offices. A Geico Local agent could tailor fit a policy to you, which could save you hundreds on your car insurance. All because Geico Local Agents keep it real, with real savings and real service. Really?
And there's more. A Geico local agent could help you with more than just auto policies, like motorcycle, boat, and RV insurance. Stop by or give them a call today.
Washing my nose, oh yeah.
I'm a shower curtain, and I do one thing. Keep water from leaking everywhere. So you see why I feel useless compared to Geico, who does so much more. Like, not only could Geico save you money, but they've been around for over 75 years. And they give you 24/7 access online, over the phone, or on the Geico app. And they've got a 97% customer satisfaction rating. They do all this while I have to listen to this chucklehead. Oh, good, he stopped.
Washing my toes!
Oh, great, an encore.
Geico. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
Hey, Chase Martinez wishing you a happy new year from Window Nation, and there's something to be very happy about this new year. It's Window Nation's triple zero sale. Zero down payment, zero payments, and 0% interest for a full year until 2020. But that's not all. Window Nation's triple zero sale is a triple deal. You'll also get $200 off every window, any size, any style, and with a whole house order, Window Nation will pay your heating bill until the new windows are installed. You'll save hundreds, even thousands of dollars now. And who knows how much more with energy savings and higher home value for many new years to come. So start this year with Window Nation windows for an inviting, warm, cozy, and comfortable home. But the triple zero sale ends soon, so visit windownation.com today for zero down payment, zero payments, and 0% interest for 12 months. On top of that, you'll get $200 off each window with no minimum purchase required. Plus, Window Nation will pay your heating bill until the new windows are installed. Save today, save tomorrow, save for new years to come. Call 866 90Nation or visit WindowNation.com. That's 866-90Nation or shop WindowNation.com and tell them Jason sent you.
Hi, I'm Gary Barbera.
Wait, I'm Gary Barbera. And we approve this message.
Hey, this is Coach Peterson. I drive Barbera. Now it's your turn.
New year, new car.
It's Gary Barbera's first sale of the year and you're invited.
300 Jeeps cheap.
Hello. Your choice. Zero down or from $12,990.
300 Jeeps cheap.
Yeah. Zero down or from $12,990. That's the lowdown on the no-down.
300 Jeeps cheap.
Your choice. Zero down or from $12,990. And that's why the stars drive Barbera cars.
Hey, Coach. Tell them about the Philly Phillies.
Hey, this is Coach Peterson.
Yo, Coach.
I drive Barbera. Now it's your turn.
300 Jeeps cheap.
And, of course, there's plenty of easy auto credit. Just come and get it.
Philadelphia's credit connection.
Hey, this is Coach Peterson. Is Barbera the best? Boy, I guess.
Hello?
It's Barbera's first sale of the year.
Zero down.
300 Jeeps cheap.
Or from $12,990.
Hey, this is Coach Peterson. Is Barbera the best? Boy, I guess.
This is Pat Callahan inviting you to join Joe Torti and me for season 17 of This Week in Pro Football right here on 97.5 The Fanatic. Every Saturday from 10 a.m. to 12 noon, Joe and I will dig into the biggest NFL topics, preview the week's slate of games, and debate the gridiron issues that matter to you. Of course, each week we'll focus on the defending champs and check out the Birds matchup, including key injuries, personnel matchups, and keep tabs on the most watched quarterback non-rivalry ever. Sal Palantonio returns at 11 a.m. each week with his unique and insightful take on the champs and the Shield, including the weekly top five. Chris Harris of HarrisFootball.com checks in every Saturday with most of your fantasy answers. It's me versus Joey Bags in the dreaded pick segment, and we will look back at past Eagle and NFL greats and ask, where are they now? So be sure to join Joe Torti and me for some old-school football talk every Saturday at 10 a.m. on your definitive source for all things Birds and NFL. It's This Week in Pro Football right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Even in my own home, I had my own designated space to smoke. If I think about it, it really was like I was punishing myself. A friend of mine said, why wouldn't you just try the Juul? And so I went out and I bought one. The idea of going back to smoking, I couldn't even imagine doing that. I don't think anyone, including myself, thought that I could switch.
Carolyn made the switch October 2016. Make the switch at JUUL.com.
Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
There's only one thing better than watching really tall men in big baggy shorts running, bouncing, and shooting. And that's the after party at Delilah's. Just show your ticket stub for free admission. You'll be surrounded by outstanding food and the world's most beautiful showgirls. And not one of them will be wearing big baggy shorts, at least not for long. After the game, come play at Delilah's, the Gentleman's Club and Steakhouse, just off Delaware Avenue and just out of this world. Delilah's, voted America's number one gentleman's club. Delilah's, always on top. Get all the details now at Delilah's.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, are you ready for the only $5 meal worthy of your appetite? Wendy's Giant Junior Bacon Cheeseburger Meal. Our classic Junior Bacon Cheeseburger is now bigger. With double the fresh, never frozen beef and double the Applewood smoked bacon, there's nothing junior about it except the price. Wendy's Giant Junior Bacon Cheeseburger Meal comes with nuggets, fries, and a drink for just $5. Get the $5 Giant Junior Bacon Cheeseburger Meal at Wendy's. Giant meal, junior price.
At participating Wendy's for a limited time. Fresh beef available in contiguous U.S., Alaska, and Canada.
The kitchen calendar may say 2019, but if your kitchen's more like 1992, come into the Home Depot for up to 30% off appliance special buys, like a four-piece stainless steel Samsung kitchen suite, now just $2,978. More than 2,000 off a Samsung fridge, gas range, microwave, and dishwasher. Better market on your new calendar. Up to 30% off select appliances. Now, at the Home Depot. More saving. More doing. U.S. only. While supplies last. See store for details. Electric range available at extra cost. Valid through January 23rd.
Yo, we driving, yeah. We living our best life and my car smells fresh.
Yeah,
but we weren't always thriving. It was you, girl.
Told you so.
Who pointed out that smell?
That's right.
Now it's all fun. The odor's gone. Fabrice car works so well. Come on, keep driving. Keep driving. Let's go.
Oh, boy, your car smells
nice. Fabrice car, yeah, yeah. Let's go.
That's right.
No more odors in my ride now. Let's go.
Oh, yeah, we made it so nice.
Fabrice car, keep riding. Let's go. And now the world can say.
Breathe happy Fabrice.
La, 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 la.
Sports Talk for Levittown and all of Bucks County.
97.5, The Fanatic.
Yes, 10:22, 97.5, The Fanatic, as we go deeper in the post. Sixers fall tonight, 123-106. Devon Givens with you until midnight. Dylan McKinnon producing the show. You guys on the phone, 610-632-0975. And it seems like, again, a lot of people have a lot to say about this loss. Again, the high turnover rate for Embiid and Simmons, total for the team, 24, something that they have to clean up and maybe would have helped them out in the long run if they were able to protect the basketball and giving themselves a better chance of getting a few more shots up. If listen, they were equal pretty much in the field goal attempts, Washington and Philadelphia, 87 for the Wizards, 86 for the 76ers. So imagine if the Sixers, who cares about what the Washington Wizards did in terms of their turnovers with the 19? We wish they had a little more. But had the 76ers been able to protect the basketball, the 24 turnovers, again, cutting them down a bit, you give yourself an opportunity with maybe 10 more field goal attempts, 10 more shot attempts, whether they're three-pointers, getting to the basket, getting fouled, converting at the basket for a layup or a dunk or whatever it might be. Plenty of opportunity for you to put points on the board and not get blown out by 17 the way you did tonight and be down as much as 26, especially when they did have 52 points in the paint tonight. 26 second chance points, right? Because they were able to get 17 offensive rebounds, winning the rebound battle 46 to 39, and fast break points 18 to 11. 8 of 11 were the field goals for the fast break points. So they had some favorable things, stats that go to go in their way, but the big number, again, being basically tied with field goal attempts. Wizards making 10 more shots than the 76ers, making 5 more three-pointers than the 76ers tonight. Turning the ball over again, a higher number for the 76ers. So, again, this is just one of those nights where you wish it didn't happen, coming off of a nice win last night. Yes, it is Washington, but when you lose to Washington tonight, you can't minimize the importance of the win last night where you blew them out at home. That was a big win last night. And you would have been able to, again, pick up your 28th win on the season tonight, improve to 28-14. And then when you look at the stat line pardon me, the box score for the evening, Boston beats Indiana. Milwaukee is beating the Houston Rockets right now. So in the standings, right now, the Indiana Pacers, you two, both lost tonight, so you're still a half game behind them. But with Boston picking up a win tonight, they're only a game behind the 76ers. The Bucks, they remain in front of both the Pacers and the Sixers, and of course the Celtics since they're behind. But again, you let something like this slip, and you're not going to win every game. I know, relax, calm down, I know. You're not going to win every game. But a game like this, coming off of last night, with that win at home, you should have been able to take advantage of things and get this victory tonight over the Wizards in Washington. 610-632-0975. All right, let's get ready to go to the phones. This is In the Post until midnight. Talking Sixers, Wizards, 123-106. Sixers fall to the Wizards tonight in Washington. Let's start things off in South Jersey with Sean in the Post on the Fanatic. Hey, Sean. Yo, Sean.
Hey.
How you doing, man?
Love hearing you talk basketball. Don't get to listen to you much because of work, but got to hear you some tonight. But
thank
I'm curious to see what you think. So I'm not sure about this team. Sometimes I watch them, and I think they're good enough to compete, and then sometimes I see the turnovers like tonight and think they're not good enough. But so I'm curious to think, are you a part of the Fire Brett Brown crowd? One question, and then the second question to that is, if I think they're still a player away, but which player do you think that is?
Right. I agree with you. I think they're a player or two players away, Sean, to be perfectly honest with you. And what type of player is that? I think we've all given up, Sean. Thanks for the call on saying it is Markelle Fultz, but we know Markelle Fultz is that one player that will certainly help things out. We cannot count on him right now. Unfortunately, we have to rely on potentially the buyout players out there in the market after the trade deadline. And the trade deadline, what Elton Brand, the general manager of the 76ers, is able to cook up and potentially bring in to help out this basketball team. What type of player, Sean, is that? It's either another wing player, another backup point guard, or someone to give Joel Embiid a breather from time to time, not just Mike Muscala, especially since Amir Johnson, who I've protected and stood up for all of last season because of the way he played and the things that he did on the floor, where Brett Brown just simply trusted him more than Rashawn Holmes, and Amir Johnson just simply cannot get on the floor anymore for Brett Brown's 76ers in his rotation. So for whatever reason, maybe the fact that it's just that time. He's older now, and he is not the same player that he was a year ago when people were already frustrated with him, when he still had a little bit left in the tank. Right now, it looks like he does not have whatever he had left in the tank last season, that Brett Brown is going away from him. And in terms of Brett Brown being let go, Sean, fire Brett Brown, I'm not there. I'm not there. You have a new player in Jimmy Butler. It's an experiment that I think we all have to give them time to try to figure out. And even on a night like tonight where they lose, you got 35 from Embiid, 23 from Butler, 15 from Simmons. That should be enough on any given night where you get that point total from your big three and you come away with the victory. I mean, that's just the bottom line. All right, you get 73 points from those three. The 16 from Korkmaz, you would think that the 89 points that you got from those three right there, plus the 5 from Wilson Chandler, even though we know that the 94 points from your starting unit is not going to necessarily win you the game because of the high point total in the NBA now, where everybody's hitting the 100-point mark. You want your bench to be able to give you something. And totaling 12 points from the bench, not enough. Right? It's just not enough for them to come away with the victory. So, Sean, again, no on the fire Brett Brown thing. That is not my deal right now. They still have to figure out how to get this done. Now, if you want to go and say, well, Devon, he was the general manager over the summer. His rotation, we may not like it. He may not like the pieces that he has on the bench. Well, he had picked this rotation in the offseason. He traded Mikal Bridges for Zaire Smith, who is out with the injury and who knows when he's coming back, even though Elton Brand has said he will. And it's good to see Zaire Smith on the bench. But you want to see him on the bench because he came out of the game and he's getting Gatorade, not because he's certainly healing up from the foot, something you cannot protect him from that. It was just a simple workout in the summer and he broke his foot. But then the allergy that caused him to lose weight and almost knocked the guy out, still not able to get on the floor. And when he does, he still has to regain that weight, relearn how to play on that foot. So it's the foot and getting the weight back, being a rookie in the league, not knowing what he's doing. He's already behind the eight ball. Now, yes, Brett Brown is a part of that because he picked the team in the offseason. But I'm not in the fire Brett Brown thing yet. I'm giving this time. I'm seeing what he and Elton Brand and the rest of the front office can come up with to help improve this basketball team going forward. As Tom McGinnis pointed out during our post-game show coverage, there are going to be the five teams at the top of the Eastern Conference with the Sixers, Bucks, Celtics, Raptors, and the Indiana Pacers all fighting for those top five seeds. And no one wants to be at the fifth spot. No one wants to be in the fourth spot. You want to be in the top three. Yes, fourth spot will give you a home court advantage, but you have to play one of those other four teams that we just mentioned in the first round. You don't want to do that. So it's up to them to figure out this roster overall. No, I'm not part of the five Brett Brown contingent. And who knows who the player will be, when they will make the move, and what will happen, whether it be the buyout or the trade deadline. We shall find out. We will find out. Whether it's Markelle Fultz, who we're still awaiting an update on, or whether it's going to be Zaire Smith giving you some minutes, Justin Patton coming in off of the right foot surgery and giving you some minutes. Highly unlikely, but who knows? 610-632-0975. We go to Joe in Levittown in the post on the Fanatic. Hey, Joe.
How you doing, Javon?
Good, man. How are you?
All righty. Hey, I got a scenario for you, and to bounce off you, and I'd like to see what you think.
Okay.
Simmons is used as point guard, okay? Why can't they move him to the number four and let the guards do what guards do, maybe even move Butler to shooting guard position?
Well, Ben Simmons is playing a lot of the four position right now, Joe, because we already know, and Brett Brown already knew, and they recognize that he is not going to take as many jump shots as we would like, so it's best to have him in that position underneath the basket to give him an opportunity to score closer to the rim. So we have seen that quite a bit on offense. So he's playing basically a point forward type of thing where he will bring the ball up, dribble handoff, and then dive down to the basket, and hopefully something happens where he pins somebody underneath it.
Yeah, but if you put Butler at a guard, and then you bring in somebody, like if they're going to shop around for somebody, what they could use is somebody like an Andrew Iguodala, who was the perfect ball player for a team.
Yeah, and Andre Iguodala was a nice player here. I thought he got too much heat just because he signed a contract here that a lot of people didn't agree and think that he deserved. At this point in Andre Iguodala's career, last year they tried to sign him to a two-year deal, high number. It did not work out. I think he's best suited for that Golden State team, but the type of player you're talking about, Joe, I don't have an issue with at all. And Justin Holiday, who was traded from the Chicago Bulls, pardon me, I thought that he was a player he was one of the guys that I thought the Sixers should have targeted and went after, and they did not. So that's one checked off on my list, that a wing player who can do a lot of different things to help you win a game. We'll see what they ultimately do, Joe.
Well, what is Simmons' assignment defensively? Who does he guard?
It depends on who it is that night. Sometimes he'll play a guard, defend a guard. Sometimes he'll defend a wing player. Thank you so much, Joe. Sometimes he'll defend a big man. From time to time, who was it? What game was it? He was defending the center spot. I can't remember. Just a couple of games ago, he was defending the center. And I said it through, like, that week, a couple of days before that particular game where he was defending the center position. Pardon me, that I would like to see him take some of those defensive center minutes, some offensive center minutes off of Embiid's plate and do some things at the center spot because he is 6'10". The way the league is, not every five man is a beast like Joel Embiid, where you can get away with having Ben Simmons at the five spot, and we've seen it from time to time. Look at it tonight. Ian Mahimi. I don't mind Ben Simmons defending Ian Mahimi if he comes in off the bench for the Wizards and gives you 25 minutes. No, I don't have a problem with that. Even Thomas Bryant, who's stronger and more physical, he has to work hard. I'm okay with that from time to time. So, Joe, to your point, he defends basically 1 through 5, depending on the team, depending on who's out there in those positions, 4, 5, 3, 2, 1, whatever it is. Positionless basketball, Joe. Ben Simmons can defend a lot of people. 610-632-0975. Let's go to Ingy next on The Fanatic. What's up, Ingy? Yo, man. Wow. I get him up there early because he got in and I put him on hold. He's not ready. He disappeared. Sixers fall tonight, 123-106 to the Washington Wizards in Washington. Second night of the home and home, back to back for these two teams. Thinking again, the Sixers had a nice opportunity to pick up the W in Washington tonight, and they did not. They fell short tonight again, 123-106. They were down by as much as 26 points. They would creep back in it, get a little closer, and then Washington, Bradley Beal, would hit a big shot and knock them out, basically. Let's go back to Ingy in the post on The Fanatic. What's up, Ing?
Oh, man, dude. When are they going to start playing some defense, man?
Well, they played defense last night.
Look, they have to be one of the worst defensive teams. You hear Ben Simmons being this, pretty good defender. You got Embiid, and you got Butler. So, in the perimeter, you should be better. Don't you think?
I certainly think they should be better on the perimeter, yes.
Look, I think this is the problem. I think we were so focused from the beginning with this whole process to get these so-called superstar players that we forgot about how to build a team. I mean, it's not just about getting three so-called, all-stars on the team. It's not about that. It's about building the team, and I've said this many times. I don't know what this team is.
Well, I think they are trying to build the team. It's just a matter of putting the right ones, and we can question Ingy that they're selecting the wrong ones. Like we talk about Mikhail for Zaire Smith and Markel Fultz and Jason Tatum and all that stuff. That's part of building a team, and they may have gotten those wrong.
Even the top three guys that we just talked about, those three don't fit together.
I don't mind the fit. I actually don't.
You don't mind
the fit? No, I don't mind the fit. I really do not mind the fit. It's just a matter. The whole thing is, number one, devising some things to allow Jimmy Butler to be Jimmy Butler, and not just what they do with the movement of the offense, which he should benefit from, but allow him to be special with what he's special at. And then, of course, we know the one thing being Ben Simmons not taking those jump shots. So once those things really come together, I think that they could play very well as a trio, and they could win. I mean, look, real fast, Ing, they got 73 points from those three guys tonight. You should be able to collect the points from the other people, as you pointed out, to come away with a win.
No, it doesn't. That's not how it works. Look, when I look at Ben Simmons, I see Iverson in that. These guys are unique players where you got to build specifically around them if you want
to. Well, that's the shooting to go with it.
No, forget the
No, you have to have the shooting.
Yeah, but look, I don't see Embiid and Simmons playing together. I don't even know about Butler either.
Well, this is going to be it for a while, man. Listen, I got to go, man. We got to get ready to take a break. This is going to be it. So you may not like it, and you may not think that they ultimately fit together. Two or three of them all together, Simmons and Embiid, Embiid and Butler, Butler and Simmons, whatever combination of the trio that you want to point out, this is going to be it. It really is. Unless Jimmy Butler decides to leave Philadelphia after the season, and no, you have no Covington, no Sharge, no Butler. But if he stays, which he should, because if it's about money, this is where he's going to get the most money. And if that's a big part, which we think it is, this is going to be your trio going forward. 610-632-0975. We're going to pick at things, especially after the loss. But what about last night? Again, those three players put up 73 points tonight. 35 points for Embiid, 23 for Butler, 15 for Simmons. That should be enough where you can rely on the other players to also pick up some of the slack. Korkmaz 16, but it was too late. That 16 came, but as we talk about a lot on this show, the flow of how it happened. When did certain baskets come? He got 3 3-pointers in the third, in the fourth quarter, Korkmaz. You could have used those early on. You really could have. And maybe, again, that would have been the difference in the game when they were scored, not at the end of the game. 610-632-0975. Sixers fall 123-106 in Washington. They're now on the season 27-15. Back at it at home at the center on Friday against the visiting Atlanta Hawks. We're talking about this particular loss tonight. Your thoughts on the game overall? He talked about the defense, Inge. And yes, they have defensive issues quite a bit. Last night, the defense was okay. Yes, tonight was a problem. Bradley Beal goes off for 34. Where was the defensive talk last night? Let's continue this conversation about the Sixers Wizards. Thoughts on anything else with the basketball team? 610-632-0975. Devon Givens with you until midnight in the post on The Fanatic.
Devon Givens.
Give it up.
On 97.5. The Fanatic. Back on week 11, the Saints put a beatdown on the Birds 48-7 with Drew Brees throwing for 363 yards and 4 touchdowns. This Sunday, the Eagles travel to New Orleans with one thing on their minds. Revenge. We're talking Eagles playoff football on Philadelphia's football station, 97.5, The Fanatic.
Hi, I'm Gary Barbera.
Wait, I'm Gary Barbera. And we approve this message.
Hey, this is Coach Peterson. I drive Barbera. Now it's your turn.
New year, new car.
It's Gary Barbera's first sale of the year, and you're invited.
300 Jeeps cheap.
Hello.
Your choice, zero down or from $12,990.
300 Jeeps cheap.
Yeah, zero down or from $12,990. That's
the lowdown on the no-down.
300 Jeeps cheap.
Your choice, zero down or from $12,990. And that's why the stars drive Barbera cars.
Hey, Coach, tell them about the Philly Philly.
Hey, this is Coach Peterson.
Yo, Coach.
I drive Barbera. Now it's your turn.
300 Jeeps cheap.
And, of course, there's plenty of easy auto credit. Just come and get it.
Philadelphia's credit connection.
Hey, this is Coach Peterson. Is Barbera the best? Boy, I guess.
Hello?
It's Barbera's first sale of the year.
Zero down.
300 Jeeps cheap.
Or from $12,990.
Hey, this is Coach Peterson. Is Barbera the best? Boy, I guess.
The winter nights are long and cold, so come and warm up at Creekside Cabaret, Montgomery County's premier destination for upscale adult entertainment. Come out and watch the pay-per-view fights of the UFC and boxing live at Creekside Cabaret on Saturday, January 19th and Saturday, January 26th. Two great fight nights you won't want to miss. To see more, check out Creekside Cabaret's online calendar to find out about all of their featured performers and other awesome events. Having a guys' night out? Creekside Cabaret is your bachelor party headquarters with a full bar and VIP bottle service always available. You can even start your night off right with Creekside Cabaret's Hotter Happy Hour from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. for great times and great specials, including $2 domestic beers, $3 imports, and $3 mixed drinks. Only at Creekside Cabaret, open every Tuesday through Saturday from 4 p.m. to 2 a.m. at Montgomery County's only True Gentlemen's Club, 3225 Advanced Lane, right off 309 and Hatfield, online at creeksidecabaret.com.
Hey, guys, how's your game going? If you know what I mean. A lot of you know me, but you may not know my name. I'm Sildenafil, the active ingredient in that little blue pill, you know, that helps guys with ED. I'm really super excited to tell you I've moved into a generic pill that you can get at 4hims.com. Gosh, guys, everybody wants to perform their best, but not everyone could afford me. I mean, in that little blue pill. But now I can be yours at 4hims.com. Hims connects you with licensed doctors who can prescribe me online, and then I get delivered right to your door. so easy. And get this. Your first month is just $5 when you go to forhims.com/cheer. $5 for a whole month of me? That should make every guy stand up and cheer. To get your first order for just $5, go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/cheer. That's forhims.com/cheer. Get started today for just $5 at forhims.com/cheer.
See website for full details. Not all services through the Hims platform are available in all 50 states.
And now, an ad from Dad.
All right, what do we got here? Save money on car insurance when you rent a home. Auto with Brad. Save money on car insurance. You ready? Save money on car insurance when you bundle home and auto with Progressive. That sounded pretty good, don't you think? I could do it one more time, but I think that's, what do you say, nailed it, right? Nailed it.
Progressive can't save you from becoming your parents, but we can save you money when you bundle home and auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Ring in the new year with big savings at JCPenney. This weekend only, get up to 60% off select denim and tops for her, coats for the family, home items, and more. Hurry in and stock up on your favorites. And don't miss your chance to take an additional 50% off select clearance prices, already reduced up to 80% off. A sale like this won't last long, so don't wait. JCPenney, style and value for all.
Offers valid 111 through 113. Clearance offer valid 1-2-113. In-store only. Conditions and exclusions apply. See store for details.
Looking for ways to save with your Medicare plan? Walgreens is a preferred network pharmacy with many plans nationwide, which could mean lower copays for you. So bring your prescriptions to a Walgreens pharmacy today to start saving. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. Walgreens participates as a preferred network pharmacy with United Healthcare, Cigna HealthSpring, and Express Scripts Medicare. For a complete list of available plans, please contact 1-800-MEDICARE. TTY users should call 1-877-486-2048. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, or consult www.medicare.gov. Other pharmacies are available on our network.
Even in my own home, I had my own designated space to smoke. If I think about it, it really was like I was punishing myself. A friend of mine said, why wouldn't you just try the Juul? And so I went out and I bought one. The idea of going back to smoking, I couldn't even imagine doing that. I don't think anyone, including myself, thought that I could switch.
Carolyn made the switch October 2016. Make the switch at JUUL.com. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
French Creek Outfitters in Phoenixville, PA has everything you need for the great outdoors and beyond. Camping gear, kayaks, hunting apparel, or gifts, all the big names, they have them. Great selection of gun safes in stock, and don't worry about how you're going to move it, they deliver. French Creek Outfitters has indoor archery and shooting ranges, too. French Creek Outfitters, located on Route 23, just west of Phoenixville. Shop them online at FrenchCreekOutfitters.com. French Creek Outfitters. Why take a chance with anybody else?
The kitchen calendar may say 2019, but if your kitchen's more like 1992, come into the Home Depot for up to 30% off appliance special buys. Like a four-piece stainless steel Samsung kitchen suite, now just $2,978. More than $2,000 off a Samsung fridge, gas range, microwave, and dishwasher. Better mark it on your new calendar. Up to 30% off select appliances. Now, at the Home Depot. More saving. More doing. U.S. only. While supplies last. See store for details. Electric range available at extra cost. Valid through January 23rd.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders here. I did it. I finally invented the perfect deal. KFC Famous Bowls are now just $3. That's a whole pound of a good deal. Do you like mashed potatoes and gravy? How about potatoes and gravy and corn? Or mashed potatoes and gravy and corn and chicken? Maybe even mashed potatoes and gravy and corn and chicken and cheese. You do? Well, you can get a whole pound of it together in a bowl for just $3. Or try it spicy. What a time to be alive! KFC, it's finger-licking good. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Tax extra. Signature flavor charge may apply.
It's time to expect more from a diner. And that's just what you'll find at Andy's Diner. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, late night, and early morning. At Andy's Diner, it all starts with the ingredients. Everything on the menu is made from scratch and cooked to perfection. Andy's is already famous for their $1.95 breakfast specials, $5.95 lunch deals, and $9.95 dinners. And now they've upped their game with their weekend breakfast buffets, served every Saturday and Sunday from 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. Andy's even sharing his cooking tips and tricks with members of Andy's Pub Club. Join now and you'll also get monthly coupons, early information on upcoming events, and a chance to win a beautiful granite kitchen counter makeover. Sign up for Andy's Pub Club at any of Andy's three locations or online at andysdinerandpub.com. Raise your expectations at Andy's Diner, located in Conshohocken, Trevose, and Springhouse. online at andysdinerandpub.com.
97.5 The Fanatics, Farsetta and Trey are hosting Super Hole Weekend Friday, February 1st at the Met Philadelphia. Go to 97.5thefanatic.com and download free tickets to the event. That day's entertainment will be powered by All Around Entertainment, Philly's premier entertainment company serving the tri-state area. Find them at allaroundentertainment.com or at 215-354-0124. Let's go! Farsetta and Trey in the morning. Listen. 97.5, The Fanatic.
Baseline jump shot by Simmons, rimming out, no good. He gets his own miss, in the lane, fakes it, now to Joe, and a jam! Slam dunk by Embiid! What a play by Simmons! Jumper didn't work, no problem. Tracks down his own miss, wrap around inside to the big fella, and Joel Embiid with a dunk.
Follow your shot, and good things shall happen, and that was the case for Ben Simmons right there, where he connected again with Joel Embiid. For the dunk, a nice wraparound ball fake twice, and that's what makes him special, being at that size, that speed, being able to come at the defense like that and be able to then have the wherewithal and the eyesight behind his head to just drop it off like he did for Joel Embiid. Certainly a good play. Unfortunately, not enough good plays, specifically on the defensive side and protecting the basketball offensively, where the 76ers fell tonight in Washington, 123-106. Devon Givens, Dylan McKinnon with you, producing the show, broadcasting again from the Xfinity studio, only from Comcast, in the post with you until midnight as we talk about the 76ers in defeat tonight against the Washington Wizards. Disappointing loss. I'm not going to lie. To me, it's disappointing. We're also going to share a lot of the tweets that we got, because there are some frustrated people out there. Frustrated people out there with this particular loss right here. I'll give you one before we get to Chris real fast on the phone. 610-632-0975. Mike Dub 84. At Mike Dub 84. Michael jumps in about an hour ago and says, listen, the Philadelphia 76ers are in no way, shape, or form an elite team. They have 3.5 players right now, and we assume the big three plus J.J. Redick. Elton Brand has a lot of work to do. When you get smoked by the Wizards, it really gives perspective. Well, I mean, sometimes these happen, these nights like this. Again, Mike, I'm with you. It is a disappointing loss. No question about it. I agree with you. No question about it. No question. But those nights happen. They do. Those nights happen. That's a prideful team over there. No John Wall. And I keep saying it. That team likes playing without John Wall, led by Brad Beal. You have now Otto Porter coming off the bench, a different look that they're trying with him off the bench. Scott Brooks has that going. It didn't work out specifically last night for Washington, but it did work out tonight, where Otto Porter came off the bench and gave you 23 on 8 of 15 shooting. All right? So that's a prideful basketball team over there. And they got rocked last night. They wanted to come out there and prove that they are better than what they put out there on the floor at the center here in Philadelphia. And they did that. They beat the Sixers and just got right after them right away. Got right after them, did not let up. And that's just a good, you want, Brett Brown pointed out how you certainly want to give credit to Washington for getting the win, but then you also have to look at the 76ers and say, I'm going to take this away from you here in terms, because you did not give enough effort for the team to get the win. Did not give enough effort. Too many turnovers. You got the offensive rebounds, but what does that mean if you have too many turnovers that don't allow you to also get up extra points? Again, second chance points for the 76ers tonight, 26-19. That means you're getting those opportunities because you get those 17 offensive rebounds. But if you're giving up 24 turnovers, you're taking away from the shot attempt chances for you. And that's what they did. And that's why they fell the way that they did. 123-106. 610-632-0975. Chris in Williamstown is next in the post. What's up, Chris?
Devon, man. You know what? not even my, and I'll get to the team as a whole, but Joel Embiid could have easily gone for 50 tonight. I mean, no doubt in my mind. Combined with all the shots that he missed or, you know, didn't get the fouls that he was looking for, or just not, you know, feeding the beast and keeping Adam in the post. Like, I know they were trying to work Ben in the post, but, man, that's where your turnovers came up the most, is trying to feed Ben in the post, because they were trying to throw these passes when he was double-teamed. Like, what... Me and you have been debating for a while, and we're on both sides of, we're different sides of the coin as far as this offense that they're trying to run and implement. Like, you know, yes, it worked for them last night. They blew the doors off the team, even without J.J. Redick both nights. Like, and yet.
And remember, they, though, they got 29, unexpected 29 from Landry Shamet.
Yeah. And they were also able to rest. Like, when you got Joel Embiid sitting four rows back with a kid just having fun, like, and Ben, the only people that got above 25 minutes were Jimmy and Ben. And then tonight, Joel goes over 30 minutes because you need him so bad. Like, does that not also speak to the depth? The depth on the bench, like, I've been saying it, and I'm going to keep saying it until they do something about it. We need help underneath the court. We cannot have Joel playing 60 minutes, which is what you need if you expect to win. I mean, let's be real. Joel Embiid playing a whole 60 minutes is the only way this team can be like, yep, they got this. Playing the kind of offense they do. Brett Brown needs to have a backup plan. Back in high school, and you can speak to this, we would be running sprints and laps in the court the next day because we came up like this. Because we were not ready to go out there and win. After we blew the doors open the night before. Yeah, Washington made some great shots that were tightly contested. But you just never had an answer for it.
Well,
and you kept calling timeout after timeout after timeout after timeout, and nothing changed.
Yeah, well, he tried to call a timeout and change things up. As you said, nothing changed, but you got to give him the credit for calling the timeout because he felt like it was something there. Let's see. Thanks for the call, Chris. Let me call a timeout, get the team regroup, all of that, and it did not work. It just didn't work. Tonight was not their night. Unacceptable, but it wasn't their night. You wish that the result was different, but Washington played better overall this evening. Let me see. Todd on Twitter, at TGreenwood10. Chandler stinks. Korkmaz stinks. McConnell can't guard anyone over 6'4". And if this team doesn't find a starting power forward and a backup center, they have no shot in the playoffs. Again, I like the Wilson Chandler pickup in the summer. I like him as a backup, not a starter. And that's what he's relegated to being due to the fact that you traded Covington, Šarić, and you're missing Markelle Fultz. I've always said that Dario Šarić was a backup anyway. But on this team, it was okay if he started. And then with no Markelle Fultz, it kind of messes things up overall with how everything goes. Landry Shamet is now used more. TJ McConnell is used more than you probably would like. You're using Mike Muscala in different places where you may not have wanted to do that. And now you're having to give Korkmaz and Bolden some minutes, and they maybe even Shake Milton from time to time these minutes. And when you make a trade like that, that's what happens. It takes away, it depletes your depth a little bit. But it was necessary if you're going to trade for Jimmy Butler that you have to give up Covington and Šarić. Minnesota has to take something back, correct? And they did. But it weakens your overall depth. Not saying that the team will not ultimately be better once they really start to pull things together. But right now, they're still trying to find their way. 610-632-0975. And 20-plus games with Jimmy Butler. I think they are good together, dropping 73 tonight, 16 from Korkmaz, albeit late. You just wanted something else to happen elsewhere with the role players and defensively to be better in general. And they were not. You're listening to 97.5 The Fanatic. WPEM Burlington, Philadelphia, a Beasley Media Group station broadcasting from the Xfinity Studio. only from Comcast. Devon Givens in the post with you until midnight. Dylan McKinnon producing the show here for us all the way up until then. You guys on the phones. I know it's a different type of game tonight. It's a different type of loss. They blew them out last night. Not a lot of buzz juice to this particular game. I'm not talking about fire Brett Brown, because that's always the case when they lose. Yes, there are a number of people who complain when they win, but in this particular case, it's when they lose that you're ready to move on from the head coach. And he didn't really do much tonight where I would really have to point the finger at Brett Brown specifically in this case. Now, pardon me, there was something from Peter Vesey, you know, Peter Vesey, longtime NBA guy who broke stories way before Woj and Shams, Charania, all of these big players out there now in the media who break all these stories, who get all this information. Peter Vesey was the guy who was doing it back in the day, right? What was it like? Hoop du jour in New York in the papers? Everybody tuned in to Pete Vesey, especially on the NBC Sunday afternoon game. It would go into halftime or before the game. Peter Vesey's sitting there chilling with the mic, right? And he's looking all cool. My sources say this. Well, Peter Vesey has something to say about this Jimmy Butler, Brett Brown situation, okay? Says, hey, let me read this to you before we get back to the phones. Denials and pleas of innocence aside, I'm guessing Brett Brown is the one who dropped the dime on Jimmy Butler. So if we're all just catching up, remember the story from ESPN.com last week. Jimmy Butler, vocal in a video session after the Portland Trailblazers game during the West Coast trip, had some language for Brett Brown, said some things, according to the story, that was deemed pretty ugly. Pretty ugly, according to a source to Ramona Shelburne and to Adrian Wojnarowski. So again, they've squashed it. Brett said it was no big deal. It was overblown. Jimmy Butler saying, hey, it's not a problem. If it was going to be a problem, I think you know me long enough to, if I say something, you'll know when I have a problem. There's no problem. Well, let me read this part again from Peter Vesey, and then I'll read the rest. He's starting to write again. Peter Vesey has his own site. This is what he says. Still, you're still plugged in. Denials and pleas of innocence aside, I'm guessing Brett Brown is the one who dropped a dime on Jimmy Butler. Now, he's saying he's guessing, but maybe it's coming from a source, maybe it's not. Nobody has more to gain than the 76ers coach. Under cloud cover, it was a timely opportunity to tip off the public and the media and ownership regarding Butler's discourteous, challenging remarks to the coach. Yes, Brown signed off on his acquisition, but now he knows firsthand about Butler's fondness to play one-on-one versus the coach's preferred passing game, which we all know. Will any of this stop Philly from re-signing Butler this summer for the max? Very much doubt it. Even without Brown's endorsement, still, should things go south, the foundation for his excuse has been laid. Interesting. The foundation for his excuse has been laid. That's Peter Vesey, longtime NBA guy, gets information, still connected around the league. And he's saying, listen, Brett Brown might have been the one to put some of that stuff out there. Somebody put it out there. Someone gave it to Adrian Wojnarowski and Ramona Shelburne. You have certain players on the team that could talk. You have the coaching staff. You have the front office who could leak some of this information. Peter Vesey certainly believes, after covering all these years, why is it not? Why are people not pointing at Brett Brown saying he's the one that actually put this stuff out there? I was just a little interesting nugget someone had shared with me earlier this afternoon, and I wanted to share it with you guys. And you probably, Devon, Peter said Peter Vesey was so 1990s. Yes, he was. But he's still connected in this league and able to share some information when need be. And that's what he did right here. Now, it's up to you to believe any of the things that he's saying, but that's what Peter Vesey put out there a little earlier. 610-632-0975. And no, I'm not saying fire Brett Brown. Let's go to Bill in Harleysville joining us in the post. What's up, Bill?
Hi, Devon. How are you?
I'm doing well, man. How are you?
Good. I just have a comment to make, and then I want to ask you a question. I want your opinion so I can sit back and listen. First of all, it seems to me like I'm old school. I grew up watching Larry Bird and Dr. J.
Right.
I don't see enough out of Ben Simmons, and I want your opinion. Do you think he's an all-star, and do you think he should make the all-star team?
Yes, I do.
Because I don't see a shot out of him. It seems like when he brings the ball up, they clear out, and he's just completely removed from the offense more times than not.
Well,
so I'm going to hang up and listen to your opinion.
Okay, Bill. Thanks so much, man. No problem. Thank you for hanging on. Thanks for listening. Yes, I do believe he's an all-star. You can chalk it up if you want to say, well, he's an all-star only in the Eastern Conference, and that's why he's an all-star. Fine. Fair enough. Fair enough. And if that's the case for you, there's nothing I can do about that. That's how you feel, and that's what it is. Now, he is an all-star. 16 points, 9 rebounds, 8 assists on any given night. That's a problem for teams. And they are 27-15 on the season. They are 3.5 games out of first place in the Eastern Conference if you believe that the Toronto Raptors are a good basketball team. They are tied with the most wins outside of Indiana and Eastern Conference with the top two teams in the West. Denver, Golden State, 27-12 and 27-14 respectively. So you can say outside of the Toronto Raptors with 31, Milwaukee with 28, it's the Sixers, Pacers, Warriors, and Nuggets with 27 wins on the season. And yes, we know that the competition is much, much more stiff out there in the Western Conference. Yes, I agree with you wholeheartedly. No doubt about it. But they are winning those games. They do have that win total. It's what it is. You can't take it away from them. So if the season ended right now, they would have a top five record in the entire NBA. And that is with your point guard not shooting. That is with your point guard not shooting and still averaging 16-9-8. Now, we'll say this, too, before we get back to the phones. Ryan, you're next, 610-632-0975. I had someone in the league talk to recently who pointed out how, look, I've never been been biggest Ben Simmons fan. I know he's very good, but until he puts up those numbers in a game against the top teams in the East and those top teams in the West, they're hollow numbers. This is their words. I don't care how many triple doubles he gets, they're hollow until they become meaningful in the big game. Yes, he was the best player in that Miami series in the playoffs last year. But would anybody argue that Miami was one of the best teams in the East? No, of course not. You would not. They were 6th seed, and the Sixers did what they were supposed to by beating them in the amount of games that they did, which was 5 games. It's the Celtics, Raptors, Bucks, and Pacers where you want to see Ben Simmons go off. And he's had a nice game against the Pacers, but you want to see it consistently where it comes up in a big moment. Again, when did it happen? But you can't ignore what he's done through 42 games in the Eastern Conference, 16-9-8. He's going to make the All-Star team, and he should. 610-632-0975. Ryan in Doylestown is in the post next. What's up, Ryan?
Hey, Javon. How are you, my man?
Doing good, man. How are you?
Javon, I think you're a great guy. I love your passion for the team, and I constantly hear you defend Brett Brown.
I just try to be fair. I think,
which is admirable, but it's pretty obvious the guy has no strategy. He's playing everybody out of position. He allows these guys to do whatever they want. I mean, Joel out in the 3-point line, either jacking a three or putting himself at risk and our team at risk driving the lane.
Mm-hmm.
The guy shouldn't even put the ball on the floor. He should be kicking and dunking. So as far as Jimmy Butler, glad somebody's some honest to the coach, because he's probably...
I had no problem with it.
Like in the scene, it was like, what the hell is going on? What kind of system is it? I don't see a system. I got to point him out, you know, they like to spread the ball, they like to pass. But with all the, you know, drip handoffs and I think all the passing is just a lack of strategy. And then when you listen to the conference, it seems to me like he's trying to buy his time, hang on to it. Listen, he has bills to pay. He needs a paycheck. You know, I don't know where he would go with his, at this point, super tenant. You know, that he's kind of on. I think a lot of the so we take him backwards. You know, he's accountable for some of that. So I'm glad Jimmy Butler's kind of speaking his mind. The guy wants to win. Just, but he probably said everybody.
Listen, man, I agree with him when he said it. I had no problem, Ryan, with him speaking up. I said it when it happened that very night when we came on. I pointed out how I had zero issue with what Jimmy Butler said, because number one, it was private. And however it got out, it got out. But number two, he's right. You can try to put, you said no strategy. You can come up with a strategy where Jimmy Butler is able to do some things offensively one-on-one to kind of break up what they already do to give the defense a different wrinkle. And if Brett Brown is the one who has to do that.
I think Brett's a good guy. I think the players like him because he allows them to do whatever they do. If he wants to run around in circles and try and, you know, break free for a pointer, and there nobody rebounds. I mean, most of the time, Joel might be the only guy anywhere.
Listen, man, we tried to keep you around as long as we could, but your phone just kept breaking up. Sorry about that. Thanks for the call. We can do this over and over again, and we will. Brett Brown in the Jimmy Butler thing, none of us know what really happened. We're going to talk about it because people want to talk about it. But none of us really know what happened in that video session, that the eruption took place, whatever it was. All I'm saying is Jimmy Butler said what he said. I have no issue with what he said. Is he coming back? None of us know. It's not a lock. As I pointed out the other day, speaking to somebody in the league, Jimmy Butler is not a lock to come back to Philadelphia. We'll see what happens at the end of the season. I think a lot of it determined on how far they get in the postseason, how much noise they make at the end of the regular season, how these three star players gel together with J.J. Redick as well. Can't leave him out because he's like a borderline all-star, averaging 18 points a game. And at the end of the day, it's also going to come down to the money that he's able to collect, Jimmy Butler, as a free agent. And maybe the head coach as well. There was a question posed to me after this came out the other day by a caller, and it was a good question. Can't remember who it was, and I apologize. The question was, if you had to choose at the end of the season between signing Jimmy Butler to a long-term deal and keeping Brett Brown, which one would you do? Most of the time when you have a star player versus a coach, and it's not saying that Brett Brown is a star coach, you side with the player because he means more to the team's overall success. And I would go with the player. But that's not saying I'm trying to fire Brett Brown. It's just not. 610-632-0975. Devon Givens with you until midnight here in the post. Dylan McKinnon is producing the show. You guys are on the phones tonight as we, again, discuss the Sixers' loss tonight to the Wizards, 123-106. Has really gotten away from the game overall, but more of a bottom line on this team. And Jimmy Butler and Brett Brown now. This is coming back up. So That's what we've been talking about for a little bit here, and we'll continue to do so if that's what you want to do. 610-632-0975. Back at it on the phones. We give Taylor a chance in the post from Orlando on the Fanatic. What's up, Taylor?
Hey, Devon. How you doing, man?
I'm doing good. Thank you. How are you?
I'm great, brother. I just wanted to talk to you about what you thought about us putting the ball in Jimmy Butler's hands a little more. I don't know about you, but I feel like I forget he's even on our team for long periods of the game, every game.
Well, I agree where he does have him in the corner far too often, like he's Robert Covington.
Yeah, and Ben just turns the ball over way too much, and he gets caught in the air too much. And
yeah, I hate when he does that. I hate when he does that.
Yeah, and we're like bottom five in the league in turnovers, and we're not winning playoff series like that.
No, you're not. And again, I really dislike when he does that, man, because why are you leaving your feet? Why are you leaving your feet to make these passes? And it's the cardinal rule, the cardinal sin, if you will, of what not to do, and yet he continues to do it. As dynamic as he is, Taylor, as a player, and the oohs and ahs and the wows that he gives us, and he does give us a lot of those, there are those ones as well where we're like, come on, man, again, you're leaving your feet and you're doing the same thing over and over again.
Yep, I agree. I love him. I don't think he's ready to run our whole team yet.
Oh, you don't?
Not yet. Just the turnovers, they kill us too much. And I would like to see our big prize trade, Jimmy Butler, be a focus. I mean, Embiid is our star no matter what, but I think Jimmy needs to be, 1B. And right now, I just don't feel like he is at all.
Maybe that just comes along too, Taylor, with the implementation of him overall in the offense, the evolution of him in the offense, as you said, not just being someone who stands in the corner and catches threes and slashes along the baseline. Give him some more chances in those pick and roll opportunities. Have him out at the top where he's able to go one-on-one, and maybe you come up and show a pick and roll, but you actually flash it real fast and get the guy out of the way to have the defense confused as to who in the heck am I supposed to pick up, because he really didn't set that pick. He just showed and went. So the evolution, Taylor, thanks for the call, man, of the offense. These three players are too good for it not to happen. And again, we've seen some really good stuff with them together on the floor. Really good stuff. The ideal player is more of a shooter as the third guy, or even the second guy, with the skill set of Embiid and Simmons. That's why when we would talk about Butler versus George, I always lean George because he's a cleaner fit with this basketball team. He just is, because of his shooting ability. Jimmy Butler can shoot. Yes, he can. I'm not taking that away from him. Jimmy Butler can shoot the basketball. No question. Can shoot the basketball. However, he's more of a slasher. He's more of a one-on-one player. Paul George can play in so many different ways. So many different ways. And he would have helped the Sixers, Paul George, but he decided to stay in Oklahoma City. And guess what? He's having a first-team all-league type of year, all-star again. And they're playing very well out there out west next to Russell Westbrook. 610-632-0975. Let's give... Last year, Paul George had his issues with Russell Westbrook and playing on that team. Let's see if we give Jimmy Butler the same amount of time and allow him to fit. Jerry in Lansdowne is next on the Fanatic in the post. What's up, Jerry?
Hey, Devon, what's up?
My man, how you doing, man? Good to hear from you.
Yeah. Listen, I'm going to jump right in with Butler.
Yep.
Now, what, do you think he's going to sign at the end of this year? You think the Sixers going to want, how you think that's going
to happen? I think they're going to do everything in their power to, Jerry, bring him back on a long-term deal. And I believe he wants to stay, but I also believe too, Jerry, that it does have to do, and it will play a part, how deep they go in the playoffs, how much he's involved in the offense in the playoffs, and maybe even the relationship with he and Brett Brown as things go on for the remainder of the season.
Now, I think if he was smart, he wouldn't come back, because I don't think he'll be happy here, because Butler is an alpha. And when he looks at this thing with Brett Brown as Like, you know, I'm Butler. I'm coming in here. You know, I'm not saying I'm Sasha's head. You know, you got me sitting around here, Simmons, Embiid, and Redick doing their thing, and I'm sitting around. I got more, you know, chutzpah than that. You know, and that's where you see the tea leaves. So, you know, Brett Brown said, I don't take that much time for a player of that caliber to come in here to get his name on a board.
Yeah.
So, and I think he feels some way about that. So he needs to go to a place like the Nets or somewhere where he could be the man. Because that's where he had his problem with all these teams. He needs to be the man. You know what I mean?
Well, at least he needs to be, like you're saying, if he's going to play on a team like Minnesota, he needs to be the number one, the alpha over Karl Anthony Towns, who's clearly the better overall player, and not be number two to Andrew Wiggins or something like that. And even Embiid and Simmons thing.
And how about Redick, man? Because Redick, do you know, you're a Redick man. Do you know I am. Do you know he's got career numbers here?
Yes, 18 points a game last year and this year.
And he should buy Ben Simmons a gold watch because of him not shooting. He integrated himself to more of a force than anybody thought he would be on this team.
Well, that's what Brett Brown has to do in order to get those shot attempts up because Ben is not going to shoot.
And how about Redick? Is he coming back? And his agent got a case to come here. No, I don't want no 1 year. Look what I'm doing.
Well, that's the thing. Last year, if you remember last offseason, Jerry, before he re-signed with the Sixers, he was in heavy conversation with the Indiana Pacers. Imagine that.
I didn't know that.
Yes, he was. He almost signed with the Pacers.
Wow.
Yep.
All right, man.
All right, well, thanks, man. They got him to come back here. Appreciate it, Jerry. They got him to come back to Philadelphia. He's playing his role here. First coming off the bench, he accepted it, probably didn't like it because they tried to force feed Markelle Fultz into the starting lineup to get his confidence back. J.J. Redick is right where he belongs in the starting lineup. You need the outside shooting with that starting group because Simmons and Embiid need that spacing. And even now with Butler, you need that spacing because you cannot have all of these people clogging up the lane. Embiid is going to clog up the lane because he's a big fella. Simmons is going to clog up the lane because he can't shoot, so now they have to find other ways to get him to score, which is to have him post up more and even flashing to the basket, pinning people underneath the rim in that spot where he's able to get the ball going right up and score, that you need that outside shooting. And that's where the Wilson Chandler effect hurts. People say start Jonah Bolden. Jonah Bolden, yes, he is supposed to be able to shoot. He's giving you some nice minutes, but he hasn't been shooting very well to be a stretch four and start. And on a playoff team, no. You're going to have to go out there and get someone else if that's the case. If that's what you want to do, you need that Ilyasova player to come in there and do that. Again, the Justin Holiday thing for me just really... Justin Holiday is not... he's not Giannis. He's not LeBron. He's not... he's not Drew Holiday, his brother. But with the athleticism, the defensive prowess, the outside shooting that he brings to the table... cheap. I just thought it was a nice option to go out there and try to add him to your basketball team as a wing that you don't have outside of Butler and Simmons. I thought he would have been a nice addition. I really did. Maybe I was wrong. He's already on the move. I don't even remember where he went, Justin Holiday, to be honest with you. As I think about it, I'm trying to see where did Justin Holiday... Real fast before we go to break, 610-632-0975. Justin Holiday is now a member via trade with the Memphis Grizzlies, who they like to fight each other. And since he's been a member of the Grizzlies, played 21 minutes against the Spurs, gave him 2 points in the loss, 12 minutes, gave him 4, 21 minutes, gave him 6. I would have liked to see him here with the 76ers. I would have. 610-632-0975. We're in the post until midnight taking your phone calls on the Sixers overall. They lose tonight in Washington. 123-106. Back at it at the center on Friday against the Atlanta Hawks. So stay tuned. On the other side, we continue with the phone call. 610-632-0975 in the post until midnight here on the Fanatic.
Give me that phone.
Devon Givens, 97.5, The Fanatic. The Saints have eliminated the Eagles the last two times the teams faced each other in the playoffs in 2006 and 2013. The Birds look to rewrite history as they head into the Superdome this Sunday in the divisional round. Birds, Saints, Sunday at 4:40. And we're talking Eagles playoff football on Philadelphia's football station, 97.5, The Fanatic.
Hi, I'm Steven Singer. Yep, that's me, the I Hate Steven Singer guy. People ask, what does this mean, I Hate Steven Singer? Well, it's mostly other jewelers that hate me. Why? Because we make the best Valentine's Day gift ever. It's a real long-stem American Beauty rose, lavishly and deeply dipped in pure 24-karat gold. And they last forever. Can you imagine a beautiful flower, a real rose that is preserved forever in 24-karat pure gold? Our famous gold-dipped roses start at only $59. They arrive to your door in a magnificent gift box with your own personalized love note. There must be a catch, right? Nope. Free personalized love note, all guaranteed for life, for only $59. Go now to IHateStevenSinger.com or call 888-IHateStevenSinger. Visit us at the other corner of 8th and Walnut. If this is your first Steven Singer rose, I suggest the red. If you're a returning collector, check out our newest premium color, only available at IHateStevenSinger.com. This is a gift she'll cherish forever.
Hi, I'm Gary Barbera.
Wait, I'm Gary Barbera. And we approve this message.
Hey, this is Coach Peterson. I drive Barbera. Now it's your turn.
New year, new car.
It's Gary Barbera's first sale of the year, and you're invited.
300 Jeeps cheap.
Hello. Your choice. Zero down or from $12,990.
300 Jeeps cheap.
Yeah, zero down or from $12,990. That's the lowdown on the no-down.
300 Jeeps cheap.
Your choice. Zero down or from $12,990. And that's why the stars drive Barbera cars.
Hey, Coach, tell them about the Philly Philly.
Hey, this is Coach Peterson.
Yo, Coach!
I drive Barbera. Now it's your turn.
300 Jeeps cheap.
And, of course, there's plenty of easy auto credit. Just come and get it.
Philadelphia's credit connection.
Hey, this is Coach Peterson. Is Barbera the best? Boy, I guess.
Hello.
It's Barbera's first sale of the year.
Zero down.
300 Jeeps cheap.
Or from $12,990.
Hey, this is Coach Peterson. Is Barbera the best? Boy, I guess.
Hey, it's Jason Martinez wishing you a happy new year from Window Nation, and there's something to be very happy about this new year. It's Window Nation's triple zero sale. Zero down payment, zero payments, and 0% interest for a full year until 2020. But that's not all. Window Nation's triple zero sale is a triple deal. You'll also get $200 off every window, any size, any style, and with a whole house order, Window Nation will pay your heating bill until the new windows are installed. You'll save hundreds, even thousands of dollars now. And who knows how much more with energy savings and higher home value for many new years, years to come. So start this year with Window Nation windows for an inviting, warm, cozy, and comfortable home. But the triple zero sale ends soon, so visit windownation.com today for zero down payment, zero payments, and 0% interest for 12 months. On top of that, you'll get $200 off each window with no minimum purchase required. Plus, Window Nation will pay your heating bill until the new windows are installed. Save today, save tomorrow, save for new years to come. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com. That's 866-90-NATION or shop windownation.com and tell them Jason sent you.
Maryland is the hottest golf destination in the Mid-Atlantic, and it's just a short drive away with 17 championship courses, 10 miles of beach, world-famous boardwalk, excellent dining, and exciting nightlife. Spring and fall, two-night, three-day stay-and-play packages from $153 per person weekdays and $179 weekends. See why great golf is just the beginning in Ocean City, Maryland. Plan and book your next golf getaway today by visiting OceanCityGolf.com or by calling 800-4-OC-GOLF. That's OceanCityGolf.com or 800-4-OC-GOLF.
Your next haircut now has a shortcut. Introducing the Sport Clips Haircuts app. That's right. Now the cut you want is just a tap away. Just download the app, check in at your neighborhood Sport Clips, and choose your GuySmart stylist, and you're done. We'll text you when your stylist is almost ready. Then head to Sport Clips for a championship haircut experience. It's home field advantage for your hair. No appointment needed. Just download the Sport Clips app and check in. And don't forget a beard trim. Sport Clips. You choose the cut. We cut the weight.
Don't be left out in the cold this winter season. Xfinity Live is bringing you over 150 craft beers from over 75 breweries, all in one place to warm you up this winter. Join Victory Brewing Company, Terrapin Beer Company, Leinenkugel's, and much more at Winterfest Live on Saturday, January 12th. Come for the brews, stay for the live music, games, prizes, giveaways, and much, much more. VIP and general admission tickets are available now. Head to XfinityLive.com and get your tickets today.
Tampax Talks presents My First Time.
In my family, nobody even said the word tampon, so I never used them until I was on spring break and my period came. All my friends had teeny weeny bikinis. I decided right then and there, Miami Beach was going to see everything I was working with. I got some Tampax. I've been living my best life ever since. And I haven't missed out on any of it because of something my mama once said.
Tampax tampons. No more missing out.
Sports Talk for Quakertown and all of Bucks County.
97.5, The Fanatic.
Pass it down low. Bahimi has it not going. Loose and Beal gets it again. But now Jimmy Butler's got it. He drives. And Butler with a two-hand jam. So the Sixers relentless. That effort right there indicative of what it will take to come back in this game.
Sixers, nice play there. But, hey, you know, fall 123-106 in the post. Here on the Fanatic, 610-632-0975. Dylan McKinnon producing the show, doing a great job. As always, we are here with you for another 30 minutes discussing that and more questions, topics overall with this team. How about tonight, the Toronto Raptors? If you saw the weird thing that happened with the Cleveland Cavaliers, they signed Patrick McCall to an offer sheet formerly of the Golden State Warriors. He had not played all year because of a contract dispute. Did not want to go back and play on a low number. Wound up signing the contract for like $500,000 less with the Cleveland Cavaliers. And they wound up waiving him. Clears waivers. Today he signs with the Toronto Raptors on a one-year minimum deal. And I don't know what he has left, but he's athletic. He has experience. He has not played in a while, so you probably need to give him up to speed and give him some time to get his work his way in and acclimated to the city, to the team. Not the city, but to the team and all that stuff. But the Toronto Raptors just doing their due diligence, go out there and just add another player. Oh, well, let's just go get Patrick McCall. And Patrick McCall, it's not like picking up Andre Iguodala, but he does have playoff experience. He has an NBA title. He participated in the games and helped win that series in some small way by being on the floor. I don't know. Maybe, right? Maybe look into that. 610-632-0975. Joe in Harleysville has been hanging on. We want to check in with him in the post. What's up, Joe?
Oh, hey, Devon. How are you?
Good, man. How are you?
Oh, I'm disappointed.
Tough one tonight
for
you?
I've reached the end of my limit with Brett Brown and his inability to cut down on these turnovers.
Wow.
You know, do you think it's because I believe they're passing the ball way too much? Moving that ball around the way they do, it just opens up the opportunities for turnovers, or else they're just not as sure-handed as we think they should be.
Well, it does, right? It does, but it also keeps defenses off balance because the ball is just snapping around the perimeter, and you don't know what's going to happen. But if they continue to do the same thing offensively, then you're kind of predictable in that way. Golden State Warriors, they do the same thing. The Spurs do the very same, where they pass the ball around so much. But to your point, maybe you feel like the coaching is better, where the results are certainly better with those two teams, specifically over the 76ers, when they do pretty much the same thing.
If that's what's killing this team is the turnovers. This team turns the ball over at a staggering rate.
Oh, they do. And you see tonight, 24. Way too many.
And it's got to be the coaching. I don't know. The guys are too talented and not to be able to do better.
I think they have a nice group. They need more. I believe you agree with that, Joe. They need more.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Sometimes.
Deficient.
Yeah. And again, as we pointed out earlier, Joe, at the top of the show, Brett Brown is the one who was making a lot of the calls in the offseason to put this team together. So his fingerprints are all over the bench with Wilson Chandler, Mike Muscala, Landry Shamet, TJ McConnell, and Zaire Smith sitting there in street clothes. Markelle Fultz, the same thing.
Mm-hmm. So, I don't know. I'm pretty much done with it now. It's time. I don't know if it's time to move on now or at the end of the year.
but I don't think this team's going to progress any further with this head coach.
Well, if it's at the end of the year, Joe, thanks for the call. It will be because things did not play out the way you wanted to play out in the postseason. That's the only way I believe Brett Brown will be removed from his job. And I cannot stress it enough. Keep telling people, cannot stress it enough, that the ownership group loves Brett Brown. Now, I know they love money. The ticket sales are fantastic, but they love Brett Brown. I just don't see them moving on from him. We're getting some late calls that want to come in. 610-632-0975 in the post with Brian in Philly next on the Fanatic. Brian.
I have to go off of Bluetooth real fast.
All right, no problem, man. Yeah. Tough win, tough loss tonight. Hopefully, you hope they would have gotten the win. Unfortunately, they did not. All good. Try it out tomorrow. Bounce back. I mean, Friday.
Hello?
Yeah, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay.
Yeah, sorry about that. I have a question. So when I called them, I started listening, somebody was talking about turnovers. And I was thinking that the turnover should have nothing to do with the coach because it's about decisions of the players, what they see and what they don't see. And I don't feel like the coach should be blamed. And another thing, a question for you is,
oh, real fast, before you get to your next question, the thing about the turnovers, yes, it is the players who have to execute the plays, the coach draws things up, but there are those times where the coach has to coach and say, you know what, I have to take player A off the floor because they are causing these turnovers, helping the other team get baskets and causing us to lose in the fashion that we're losing, to hold those guys accountable.
Well, if they do that, and say it's multiple people who cause the turnovers, most likely it is multiple people, you know, they take those people off the floor, points is being lost because the bench may not be able to put up the points. Well, if you're on the bench, you're not going to be putting up the points that the star is going to be putting up. So wouldn't that make it kind of worse? Or how would you go about that?
Say that again?
I said, well, if you said they play A, B, and C off the floor.
Sure.
To kind of, I guess, kind of discipline or kind of get to them.
Yep.
But what happened if the team stop scoring points because that player is off the field or off the floor?
To your point, if you feel like your play call is that good, the execution should work where it doesn't matter who's out there on the floor in your rotation that can score that basketball.
Okay, I understand what you're saying.
Yeah.
Now, do you think the coach's play calling is that good? Can be that good? Or how do you feel about his play calling and just how he goes about his game plan?
Some of the stuff I like. Some of the stuff, Brian, I think is thanks for the call. Like we talked about when they had the dribble handoff stuff. And it was like, all right, man, come on. I mean, you can come up with something better. You can find a way to get J.J. Redick a shot off of dribble penetration. You can use Jimmy Butler as a pick-and-roll player off of just the fact that Ben Simmons is a decent pick-and-roll player, and we've seen it work for those two guys together. You can. John is next on the Fanatic in the Post. Hey, John.
Hey, this is John. I live in a nursing home up in Montgomery County, Huntington Valley.
Okay, John, how you doing, man?
I spoke to your guy, let me on. I was talking to my roommate here in my room. I remember when Rich Kotite beat the Saints 36-20 in an NFC playoff game. And nobody, I don't think anybody has even said a word about this. And the Eagles were losing and overcame a 13-point lead by the Saints and defeated them 36-20.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I know it's the Sixers, but I haven't heard this. I want to slip that in.
Okay, well, what do you think about the game this weekend overall? How do you feel like they're going to fare? No, we know they lost 48-7. Oh, you think they're going to beat them?
That's right. Outright, they're going to beat them.
All right, so what's going to be different for them to beat them than that last game?
That last game, they made a fool out of them, and at the end, they got kind of quit. This time, they're going to come in loaded for bear, and they're going to be ready to play. And you'll see the real Eagles team play this week.
Okay.
Whether they win or lose, you know, close game. That's up.
They're going to compete. It's going to be a closer game.
But it's going to be a real close game.
All right, I'm here for that. It's all about how you go out, John, and hopefully they come away with the win. Thanks for calling.
Your mindset, go out and play. And last time, I think this one out, and then it got out of control. I've been in games myself. It's out of control, and you just go through, go through the motions. But they're not going to do that today. It's the last game that they're going to play if they lose. So it's not going to be like that this week.
Yeah, well, hopefully that's not the case. John, again, thanks for listening, man.
Go Eagles.
You got it, man. Really appreciate it. Thank you again for listening and calling in. 610-632-0975. He's confident. John is confident, and there are a lot of Eagle fans in this area around the country who are supremely confident that the Eagles will beat the Saints on Sunday. And that's why we were talking about last night. It's like, are you starting to get that feel? Starting to get that feel like you had last year where you knew every week going into the Atlanta game, going into the Minnesota Vikings game, it would be tough, but you would win. And even going into the Super Bowl, you said, damn, they're going to win the Super Bowl. People are in that mode again, going to beat the Chicago Bears. We can go into the Superdome. It's payback. It's revenge. They ran the score up on us, right? That's how people feel. Really good. That they're going to come away with the victory, the Eagles, in New Orleans on Sunday. Final segment on the other side, 610-632-0975. In the post, talking Sixers loss. And apparently we're in the post, too, talking to Eagles, heading to New Orleans and getting the win right here on The Fanatic.
Devon Givens on 97.5, The Fanatic. On Friday, February 1st, join Farsetta and Trey in the morning as they host Philly's inaugural Super Hole Weekend and Tailgate Party at the Met Philadelphia. We're teaming up with the Philadelphia Cornhole League to throw the biggest cornhole tournament and indoor tailgate party.
Go to 975thefanatic.com to register your team for a chance to play on the Met's huge stage and to download your free tickets.
The countdown is on.
Brought to you by Harris Philadelphia. The area's best sports wagering experience will be at the book. Bet, party, win, repeat.
And Delilah's Gentleman's Club and Steakhouse, the official after party of Super Bowl.
Get ready. 97.5, The Fanatic Super Bowl Weekend with Farsetta and Trey in the morning. Friday, February 1st at the Met Philadelphia. From the only station in Philly with bean bags big enough to do this. 97.5, The Fanatic.
Philadelphia, welcome to Save Yourself with Geico.
You say goodbye to somebody.
Okay, bye.
But then, unfortunately, you both walk in the same direction. Oh. You couldn't save yourself from the thick stew of awkward this situation delivers. But you could save yourself hundreds by switching your car insurance to Geico.
Yes.
You could save on motorcycle, boat, and RV insurance, too.
Nice.
Plus, the Geico Insurance Agency could help you save on homeowners and renters insurance.
Oh.
While your choice of walking direction has become your biggest problem, you should know Geico is the second largest auto insurer in the country.
Okay.
Geico even offers 24/7 access to licensed agents and emergency roadside service.
So, weather.
Ah, and now you're resorting to local weather talk. Speaking of, your local Geico agent could help you save even more.
Ooh.
Like with federal and military discounts.
You couldn't save yourself from a goodbye, oh, hello situation, but you could save yourself hundreds with Geico online, over the phone, or at your local office.
French Creek Outfitters in Phoenixville, PA has everything you need for the great outdoors and beyond. Camping gear, kayaks, hunting apparel, or gifts, all the big names, they have them. Great selection of gun safes in stock, and don't worry about how you're going to move it, they deliver. French Creek Outfitters has indoor archery and shooting ranges too. French Creek Outfitters, located on Route 23, just west of Phoenixville. Shop them online at FrenchCreekOutfitters.com. French Creek Outfitters, why take a chance with anybody else?
Yo, we driving, yeah. Uh-huh. We living our best life and my car smells fresh.
Yeah,
but we weren't always thriving, it was you, girl. Mm,
told you so.
Who pointed out that smell?
That's right.
Now it's all fun, the odor's gone. Febreze car works so well. Come on, keep driving, let's go.
Oh boy, your car smells
good. Febreze
nice.
Car, yeah, yeah, let's go.
That's right.
No more odors in my ride now, let's go.
Oh yeah, we made it so
Febreze
nice.
Febreze car, keep riding, let's go. And now the world can say.
Breathe happy,
or someone you love one of the nearly 1 million Americans living with Parkinson's disease? There is no known cure, but you have the power to help change that by participating in a clinical trial. The Michael J. Fox Foundation will help you get started. Visit MichaelJFox.org/participant pack to download the new Parkinson's Trial Participant Pack. It's free and available right now. That's MichaelJFox.org/participant pack. Visit today.
Cold and flu season is here, and I've got just the thing. DayQuil Severe Plus Vicks VapoCool. It is intense, let me tell you. The first time you try it, it'll wallop you just like a blizzard. Those vapors are really a rush. You can feel them rippling through your nose, rushing through your head before cooling down your throat. It's a full body rush. So if you have nasal congestion, a cough, sore throat, headache, anything, and you just want relief, reach for DayQuil Severe with Vicks VapoCool and vaporize your cold. Use as directed.
The winter nights are long and cold, so come and warm up at Creekside Cabaret, Montgomery County's premier destination for upscale adult entertainment. Come out and watch the pay-per-view fights of the UFC and boxing live at Creekside Cabaret on Saturday, January 19th and Saturday, January 26th. Two great fight nights you won't want to miss. To see more, check out Creekside Cabaret's online calendar to find out about all of their featured performers and other awesome events. Having a guys' night out? Creekside Cabaret is your best bachelor party headquarters with a full bar and VIP bottle service always available. You can even start your night off right with Creekside Cabaret's Hotter Happy Hour from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. for great times and great specials, including $2 domestic beers, $3 imports, and $3 mixed drinks. Only at Creekside Cabaret, open every Tuesday through Saturday from 4 p.m. to 2 a.m. at Montgomery County's only true gentlemen's club, 3225 Advanced Lane, right off 309 in Hatfield, online at creeksidecabaret.com.
Guys, are you not performing the way you used to in the bedroom? This can happen at any age. Dr. Sloan at Philadelphia Urology Associates is treating men of all ages with Gainswave, a revolutionary ED treatment. Gainswave addresses the root cause of ED for lasting effects. Gainswave is a safe 20-minute medical treatment that breaks up blockages and repairs blood vessels. There is no downtime, no pills, and no shots, ever. With Gainswave, you can be active the same day. Gainswave is simple, non-invasive, and available at Philadelphia Urology Associates. Don't wait for a little blue pill to kick in or undergo risky surgery. Be spontaneous again and regain control of your sex life with Philadelphia Urology Associates. For more info and to schedule your free consultation with Dr. Sloan at Philadelphia Urology Associates, text the word CURE to 797979. That's CURE, C-U-R-E, to 797979.
97.5 The Fanatics, Barzetta and Trey are hosting Super Whole Weekend, Friday, February 1st at the Met Philadelphia. Go to 97.5thefanatic.com and download free tickets to the event. While you're there, you can enjoy the Royal Billiards Game Room, and someone on site will win a 2-year lease of a Honda Civic courtesy of Burns Honda. Philly's official Sixers station, 97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, final segment, 11:47 here, 97.5 The Fanatic. Sixers lose tonight in Washington, 123-106, led by Joel Embiid's 35 points, 14 rebounds in 33 minutes and 49 seconds, 11 of 17 on the second night of a back-to-back. Didn't have to travel very far from the center to the Capital One Arena in Washington. Did have 7 turnovers that hurt. Ben Simmons, the same thing, 15 points, 10 rebounds, 8 assists, but did have those 7 turnovers that hurt. So when you have that type of turnover, that high volume of turnovers is always going to stand out on the stat sheet when you lose in the fashion that the Sixers did, losing as much as they did by 17, 123-106. Jimmy Butler posted 23 points, 9 rebounds on 7 of 18 shooting, getting to the free throw line 10 times, knocking down 9 of those. 36 minutes for him, 6 offensive rebounds, so very active, getting the 2 steals as well. Nothing from the bench though tonight. Landry Shamet dropping 29, a career high for him. A career high 8 3-pointers for Shamet last night. He left that here in Philadelphia. He did not take that to Washington, and hopefully when he returns on Friday against the Atlanta Hawks here on the Fanatic that you will have a chance to see, hear him drain a few threes. And just a programming note, Sixers again, 7 o'clock Friday, Atlanta Hawks at the center. Guess what? 6 o'clock, Sixers and 60, the 2019 edition with Brian Seltzer and myself, the Sixers.com Brian Seltzer. So we'll have some fun on Friday. It's always great coming off of a win to talk about when we do Sixers and 60, but unfortunately it's going to be coming off of this loss. That said, you know we're going to talk about Joel Embiid and his Player of the Week award that he won last week in the Eastern Conference, right? How can you not? We'll have a lot of things to get into. Hopefully we'll have a player that will join us on the program before they take on the Hawks. So it'll be fun programming as always. Love doing Sixes and 60. We always get good feedback with what we do with Sixes and 60. So we hope that that continues when you guys listen to us on Friday, 6 o'clock, right here on 97.5 The Fanatic before the Sixers take on the Atlanta Hawks live from South Philly at the center. And also tonight, Bradley Beal, phenomenal for the Washington Wizards with 34 points, leading that team, 13 of 21 from the field, 6 of 11 from behind the three-point line, and that was in 37 minutes and 21 seconds off the bench. Otto Porter plays starter minutes, 33 minutes and 16 seconds for 8 of 15 from the floor overall for his 23 points. Different role for Otto Porter. We know he got the big money a couple of seasons ago, and John Wall was barking about going out there and improving the team and talking about other people's money like he always does. And Otto Porter came off the bench, played tonight too with a busted up wrist or hand, and he had some issues, but he still performed well tonight on the floor for his 23. Trevor Ariza gave you 17. Pretty quiet from everyone else. Sam Decker got a couple of threes early on for his 11 points, 2 of 2 from deep, 4 of 6 from the floor. And that was pretty much it. But the turnovers really just killed the Sixers, 24. The made three-pointers, 13 to 8, and Wash for Washington, shooting 48%, hurt the Sixers. The fact that they made 10 more field goals, Washington, than the 76ers also hurt. So just a number of things that came into play tonight that contributed to this loss for your team. And you want them to play off of what they did last night and give a better showing. Unfortunately, that was not the case, but they do have the opportunity. They're still in the top four in the Eastern Conference. They have a chance to bounce back against the Atlanta Hawks, pick up a win, and then face the Knicks on Sunday before the Eagles. So you have Knicks on Sunday and then Saints right after the Sixers-Knicks, Eagles-Saints right after Sixers-Knicks. So that should be a fun Sunday for a lot of people here in Philadelphia, Delaware Valley, and even around the country. Fans of both teams. Again, so tough loss for the team tonight. Bounce back on Friday. A couple of things on Twitter. Jamal says 2008 Kansas champ. I got to disagree with you. I don't think Ben Simmons is all-star, plus he disappears against good teams when he plays them. Not all-star in my book. He's not an all-star in my book. Well, he's in an Eastern Conference Mall, so he is an all-star. And he may not win the voting by the fans. Maybe he will. It's the first returns had Dwayne Wade, for goodness sake, in the top two, and he's going to be a starter. I understand you want to have the greats go out on top, but no, not Dwayne Wade. You just don't hand him an all-star spot unless you give them an extra spot. You don't hand Dwayne Wade an all-star spot. He's not worthy of an all-star vote, birth, or whatever you want to call it, from the coaches or the fans. Come on. Ron at Rev Ronnie 98. I view these Sixers as the Warriors team the year Mark Jackson was fired. What the team needed was a different voice. Kerr comes in and boom, legit contenders. Brown must go in order for these Sixers to reach their full potential. And we've heard that before. Again, bringing in someone like Mark Jackson as a replacement. I don't throw names out there because I don't think it's time to fire Brett Brown. But Mark Jackson right away is a name that's always thrown out there. That's not for me. I don't want Mark Jackson here in town. Whenever I do engage in that type of conversation, I always throw out Jeff Van Gundy because I think he's the best coach out there that does not have a job and Jeff Van Gundy would be the one that I would think would be able to reach the team if you feel like it's not being done by Brett. And real fast, Chris Stockman at Megatron 520, the guys who got dealt, MCW, Nerlens, Sharge, and Covington. They avoided the power keg that players and Jimmy Butler have called Brett on the carpet for. I said it before, Jimmy did too. So not a lot of Brett love tonight after this loss. We'll see how people feel on Friday after they play the Atlanta Hawks when we are Sixers and 60 before, and I'll be back for In the Post after the Sixers-Hawks game on Friday. So thanks so much to Carl Namoli for engineering the game. Tom McGinnis, Brian Telter, live from Washington. Dylan McKinnon has pointed out throughout the show. Great job, man. Really appreciate it. And to all you callers and tweets out there, thanks for contributing to the show. I'll be back on Friday with B. Celts live from the Center for Sixers and 60. Enjoy your night. Enjoy your Thursday. Talk to you Friday live from the Center before Sixers Hawks.
Devon Gibbons. Give it up. On 97.5. The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.